I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I am Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. This time, we're covering Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory from 1971, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Chosen by dear patron, Rabid Dog in a Barbie car. And we're going to be talking about our overall thoughts of the film, our previous history with the movie, and then as much as we can riff on the film.
Because
we got all this candy to eat in honor of Willy Wonka.
Yeah, we got my girlfriend sent in a ton of, she heard we were doing Willy Wonka, and so she sent a ton of candy to add, I think in her mind was to add set design value to our show, but you know, the cameras can't pick up the table or anything. So what are we going to do with this candy?
We're going to eat it, baby. I don't feel good. Let's just lay that out there.
You feel good?
This is going to get weird.
Uh-oh.
Well, neither of us slept last night very much.
No.
And we've been recording all day.
Yeah.
We had some slutty tacos.
Super slutty tacos.
We had a cupcake for breakfast.
Yep.
And now we got all this candy here. So I'm just letting y'all know things are about to get even weirder than normal.
Should we do what they do when like they film commercial, like food commercials, where I get a bucket and you try the Kit Kat, see how it tastes, and then spit it into the bucket so you don't actually ingest the Kit Kat?
No.
Okay. Just spit on the ground.
Just spit it into Pippin's mouth.
Oh, he would love that.
Thank you for the candy.
I know you guys are joking, but I want you to know I'm here for it.
I know I'm not supposed to eat chocolate, but I'll be fine.
I promise I'm the only dog it doesn't hurt. I swear.
I lick my own asshole all day.
I lick my own asshole. You think a Rolo's going to hurt me?
Ooh, let's do that first. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so we were thinking of like, as we do the review of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, we will take small breaks and review a bit of candy that we have here on the desk. And the first up is a Rolo's. Is this just our normal Rolos?
These are just Rolos.
Yeah. Okay. They're not like specialty flavored?
Creamy caramels wrapped in rich chocolate candy. Now, if you're not familiar with a Rolo, I'm a big fan.
Mm. Here we go. Bottoms up.
Mm. I'm a caramel guy.
Dude.
Caramel if you're fancy.
Dude, my mom used to always have Rolos in her purse for like a hot period of time. Not anymore. But like 20 years ago or so, she always had Rolos. And I would always be like, Mommy, can I have the Rolos?
Wouldn't they melt?
Mm. Probably, but like, she was a smart lady.
Who figured it out?
Yeah, she figured it out. Carol, she's a gem.
We're already spiraling.
Already. I hope you like this part of Streaming Things when we spiral, because let me, you know, spoiler alert, there's a ton of fucking candy over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Another Rolo?
No, I think I'm only going to do like one piece at a time.
You're pacing yourself?
I'm pacing myself because there's literally like, I don't know, what would you say, 15 bags of candy over there?
Something, man. It's going to be, we don't have to eat the Snickers, do we? I mean, we know what Snickers are.
That could be like the main event.
Okay. Just
that's like, all right, Sweet Caroline, like you got to eat. Like we always play it, but everyone loves it.
Much. So what do you think of this movie? Do you have any history with it? And what was it like watching it this time?
Okay, so this might be a controversial opinion. So when I was growing up, I was not a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory kid. Like I had seen it. Like I've seen this movie before, but it never really clicked with me.
Uh-huh.
It was never like in the constant rotation, at least to the extent that a lot of like...
You were just watching E.T.
Yeah, I was watching E.T. I mean, I had to wear out that tape somehow. You think I'm going to do that watching Willy Wonka? No.
No, ma'am.
So, like, a lot of people our age and older, like, really have a fondness for this movie that, yeah. like, I don't have. And watching it, I can see why someone
You like feels the Johnny Depp version more?
No. That's just a very off-putting movie.
Hey.
Well, why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah, so it never really like clicked with me. And honestly, when I started watching this late last night, I didn't get home from like a social event until like 12:30 at night. And that's when I started this movie. So I was watching the wee hours of the morning. But as I was watching it, I honestly have no memory of the first half of this movie. Like, I think my memory of this movie comes into play when Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka walks out like limping and then does the somersault and everyone's like, yay, he did it. Everything else before, or like 90% of everything that happens before then, I literally have no memory of like when the movie starts and it's the candy man can, the yeah. random candy store guy singing. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Why is he singing to these kids? Oh, I forgot. This is a musical.
You forgot it was a musical?
Yeah, I forgot it was a musical.
Oompa Loompa Doopa-dee-doo.
I knew those songs. Sure. I remember the Oompa Loompa songs, but like that doesn't really, like if that was the only song that happened in the movie, I wouldn't call this movie a musical. Lots of motherfuckers singing in this movie that I had forgotten about. Like the song with Charlie's mom sings, never heard that song in my life. I'm convinced I've never heard that song in my life.
It was the extended cut.
Yeah.
The Snyder cut of Willy Wonka.
I was watching this super late at night. I'm like, am I awake? Am I having a weird dream? This can't be.
It's
Willy
interesting.
Wonka.
They made the Tim Burton remake thing instead of a sequel where Charlie runs the factory. You know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. They never did that.
Yeah. And that's one of the
called like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right?
So. Yeah. That would make more sense. Yeah. Right. And this movie, you know, it's fun. I think Gene Wilder is so amazing. He's the reason to watch the movie. He's very good in it. He's super captivating. Most of the kids are super fucking annoying as they're supposed to be.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily translate to like fun for me to watch. I think the fun of this movie, for me, the fun of this movie mostly comes from thinking about, well, what has to happen in order for this world to be real? So he's killing these kids, right? Like, or maiming them or something. And then the end of the movie, he's like, hey, Charlie, congratulations. I'm giving you the Chocolate Factory. You have not shown that you are a creative person at all to run this factory, but you and your decrepit family can live here. The movie's going to end now. It just ends. It just fucking ends. I was gobsmacked when the credits started rolling. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's still a fun movie, though. I think it's like a solid like 3.5 out of 5 movie for me, at least.
So everybody's very hurt. I gave it a 3 stars out of 5 on Letterboxd, which is a 6 out of 10. No, Gene Wilder's amazing, like you said. There's no doubt about that. The man is a fucking generational talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on display here. He holds this movie together. It's an iconic classic movie strung together with some scenes that don't really work. It wasn't like overall the most fun experience. And I actually had a friend, Seth from Bonnie, England, was supposed to be on this episode because he adores this movie. And I think that's a good balance. I don't dislike this movie. I don't think you do, but it holds nothing special to me, other than a few like pop culture, you know, bled into scenes that everybody knows and loves. I love Gene Wilder, But yeah, I don't give a fuck about this movie. I just don't. And rewatching it, my review was just Charlie freaks me out. Because he does. Like, he's just like an off-putting kind of kid. Like, there's no charm to anybody in this movie except for Gene Wilder for me.
I have to ask you, what about Charlie freaks you out?
Nothing like he scares me in general. It's just, like you said, all the kids are off-putting intentionally. Mm-hmm. Like, the movie works as a fairy tale, yeah. which is what it is. And it's why it ends so abruptly. It's a fairy tale about not comedically, but a outlandishly impoverished family, right? Like, not that nobody can be that poor. I was that poor, but like, we didn't drink cabbage water and like stay in bed for 20 years and stuff, right?
Four of your six family members weren't like rat kinging in a bed, right?
Yeah, right. and so it's like this, it's this fairy tale about, for children, about how to not behave, as many fairy tales are.
Yeah.
And it shows all these extremes of don't be obsessed with TV. Don't be a glutton. Don't be selfish and mean to your parents and spoiled. Exactly. Yeah. And it's all that this fairy tale is. It's just but it's written by Roald Dahl. So it's like at times genuinely terrifying, like witches. It was like one of the most scary movies of all time as a kid to me. Mm-hmm. But altogether, as a whole, I was just trying to be honest. Like, yeah, I fucking love some of it. I'm indifferent about some of it. And some of it's kind of a slog for me. Like, the, you know, all the stuff in the beginning is carried by Charlie. And then the whole, once you overanalyze it as an adult, and everybody's said all this stuff for decades now. But like, yeah, Grandpa Joe, you can just fucking walk now that there's something cool to go do. Fuck you. Go get a job with your tobacco habit.
I do have to say, yes, the whole thing with Grandpa Joe not being able to walk, and it's suddenly like, fuck you, man. We know you were just like, oh, Charlie's dad died. Oh, whoops. Still can't walk.
Feeling kind of sleepy.
I'm going to make the front of my shirt look really gross compared to the others, so I look like a real slob. But put that aside, Jack Albertson, who plays Grandpa Joe, I think he's the only other person in this movie other than Gene Wilder. I actually do really like him. He's like a fun presence, and I think he's doing a ton of work to actually ingratiate the audience to Charlie. Because like I said, I mean, Charlie's just like, he's like a blank vessel. Like, I'm a kid. I really want to win the contest. Why? Reasons. Like, I understand the other kids' reasons way more than I understand why Charlie wants it. Other than, I guess, to, I don't know, see what happens inside. But I do think Jack Albertson really is doing a lot of work on that department.
He's great.
What are we trying? You busted out some candy. What is this?
These are Albanese gummy bears.
Ooh.
These are the best gummy bears on the planet.
What flavors you get?
I don't know. I just grabbed some, man.
I got a purple, a green, and an orange.
I got like two.
Oh my God. Fuck, my face. These are good.
Orange, red. Two red, an orange, and two see-through. Yeah, I'm obsessed with
them. Oh my God, these are so much better than
Haribo?
Haribo, yeah.
Yes, thank you. I was at a...
Holy shit, this is great.
In public with somebody, and he was like, Haribo's the best gummy bears. I slapped the fuck out of that dude.
You're not allowed in that place anymore.
No.
Are you the guy that slapped the guy over gummy bears? You're goddamn right.
I've heard a lot of stupid things in my day. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
I will not stand idly by and allow you to claim.
I love these.
Yeah. Okay. So far, those are my favorite. We should keep a list of which one's our favorite.
Nothing's going to top Albanese, bro.
None of those candies you think are going to top it?
I mean, like, Sour Patch and Sour Punch Charles, all that stuff is delicious. But I mean, like.
Spoiler alert. So, but yeah, like, I think some of the other adults are also doing a great job. Like, Mr. Salt, I think, is exceptional as it's like, okay, darling, what do you want? And like, what do you want about Wonka? Like, all that stuff.
And Slughorn is cartoonishly evil.
Yeah, who's this Bond villain? I got that was in my notes. Like, who's this Bond villain that keeps popping up?
It's Gunter Meisner is the actor.
Gunter.
He pretends to be Mr. Slugworth. But he's not. So, he works for Willy.
So is this like a fake Slugworth, or does Willy Wonka also own Slugworth candies and this is just his puppet?
I think Slugworth is really an enemy who runs a competing candy shop of capitalism. But that's not really him.
I'm glad they did that reveal towards the end where it's like, oh, he actually works for me. Because one of my notes was like, how's this guy everywhere? Someone's getting a ticket as they get the ticket. That doesn't make any sense. But it makes more sense if,
you know what else doesn't make sense, Steve?
What?
Anything else in this fucking movie. It's a fairy tale.
What do you mean? Are you saying that Oompa Loompas aren't from Loompa Land?
With a chocolate waterfall is the best way to mix up chocolate, as everybody knows.
That makes sense because the water comes down and it churns itself. Yeah.
What about a hard candy that never gets smaller or loses its flavor, no matter how much you suck on it?
Well, I mean, that's just...
What about...
They don't build them like they used to.
Being able to project a child onto a television.
I mean, that's just science, Chris.
That's just really funny.
Haven't you ever seen a TV?
The idea... That idea actually is really fucking awesome because it's a joke about how, you know, you film something and then that thing is tiny in your TV, right?
Yeah, you're watching it on a small
screen.
Especially
in the 70s, it was tiny TVs. And it's like, so I have to start with a big chocolate bar? Duh, because it gets really small on the other side. That was cute.
I do like that scene because, he's like, I have to make it really big because it's going to be small on the TV. And someone goes, this is going to change everything. And I'm like, is it? Because maybe if it worked the other way around, that would change everything. But if you're like, we're going to make everything way too big now, we're going to use more resources.
Well, if you could really teleport stuff, but he can't even go very far. It's only across the room because it's literally you can physically see the particles moving. And anyway. Yeah, I mean, I have nothing against this movie. I just think... depictions of little people, you know, a lot of stuff and not great. And I don't think it's a huge deal. I just think overall, this movie just doesn't hold a special place in my heart. Mm-hmm. I hate the Johnny Depp version. I'm actually paradoxically very excited for the Timothée Chalamet Wonka movie at the end of the year.
I'm only excited for Hugh Grant in that movie.
What's Hugh Grant doing?
He's playing
the Oompa Loompa?
Yeah. You haven't seen the trailer?
I don't watch trailers much. I did watch pieces of it where Timothée Chalamet goes, strike that, reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
As a young man.
That's good. No, Hugh Grant is an Oompa Loompa and he has this funny bit where he pulls out the flute and does a little note and then he starts dancing. And then Timothée's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I started dancing. No, I can't stop. Once I start dancing, I have to keep going until it's over.
I never noticed because I only watched this a bunch as a kid. This used to play on Comedy Central
all the time.
And I would watch it every time. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to shit you. You're my favorite turds.
You're my favorite turd.
I would watch it every time, but I would never I've never popped this in as an adult. God, good times.
Yeah.
I've never noticed the whole story that they kind of, the exposition that they give where he was a very famous candy maker, but people were actually getting in to steal his secrets from Slugworth. So he shut the factory down completely, didn't make any candy for 3 years. And in that time is when he was traveling the world and he found Loompa Land. And then he brought his essentially slaves that the movie glosses right over. No, they love it here.
Hey, they don't get eaten by Sneegs and Snorks and Snozzberries anymore. So,
and then he brought them back to run his factory, but nobody knows how the factory's operating because there's no employees and blah 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 blah. I get it now. Or as a kid, I was just he's got a factory with a bunch of little people and stuff. But now it's he traveled and that's why for 3 years it didn't operate. That's pretty neat. So I would actually love to see, which we're gonna get, the prequel story, the burgeoning mad genius that is Willy Wonka and how he discovered the Oompa Loompas, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Is it like how Gru found the Minions? Is that what we're going to get,
It's like no big deal. I took them from Oompa Land.
I stole the moon, but I put it back. So I don't know. But Charlie doesn't freak me out. I just think he has no charm. Just to circle back to that, it's sweet that he's such a nice kid and he wants to work at the paper route to support his family that can't mm-hmm. work. And no, Grandpa, you get your weed. I know you love toking that wacky
that
tobacco.
Old Toby.
Oh, no, I can't get high if I don't work. No, it's fine. You all just lay in bed all day. It's not a big deal if you're high. I get it. Here's a quarter. But you're right. There's no real established reason other than that he likes candy, why he wants to get in this.
Yeah.
Chocolate factory so bad. He doesn't have a passion for making candy or anything.
Yeah, like I said, he's not proven to be a very creative person. Oh man, I'm really passionate about chocolate. No more so than the other kids you see that are I want to a thingamajig or whatever.
I do love all the jokes about how obsessed everyone is with Wonka, even the adults.
No, so that's actually one of my favorite things about this movie are the really quick little
like the
side
woman whose
stories.
Husband was kidnapped. Yeah. You have to give me time to think on that.
They want your box of Wonka bars. Like, oh.
Ooh, never mind. So these
Madam,
are
your husband.
Wildberry Skittles gummies. Ooh. I've never had those before.
Do you like Wildberry Skittles?
Yeah, I mean, any kind of Skittles. I'm going to take a blue and a purple now.
Those are my favorite ones, the Wildberry ones.
I'm going to give you a red.
Okay, I get red. Oh, it has a little heart on it. That's adorable.
A green and a blue.
Ooh, I'm really excited about this blue one.
See, these are good. But after you have like high quality gelatin in the form of Albanese gummy bears, are they any good?
I think these are good. I think these are a solid number two as of now.
Better than Rolos?
Oh, man. So I am much more of a fruitier candy person than a chocolate candy person.
Now,
that is a thing.
I typically agree with you on that point. But I'm still putting Rolos above Skittles.
That's fair. Rolos are fire. I do like how these do taste like Skittles. I think they nailed the flavor pretty well. That red one was like pitch perfect, you know?
Baby, I'm with you.
But let's get into this recap.
So it starts out with Charlie Bucket.
Great name.
He's a poor kid. that's the plot. He's poor. He's living in poverty with his widowed mother and four grandparents, all of whom are bedridden.
Yeah, I really want to know the story behind what this situation is this family finds themselves in. Why are they all...
Well, Joe's faking it.
Grandpa Joe is faking it for sure, but what are the other ones doing?
He's like, these other three motherfuckers get to lay in bed all day? I'm sick.
I'm not going to work.
Give me some fucking cabbage water. I'm going to chill out with my tobacco.
I need the cabbage water to spill on my blouse so it looks like I'm here all day.
I tried real hard to get up. Also, they never talk about the ins and outs of this. They've laid in bed for 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. Beside the fact that their limbs have all atrophied beyond.
They would have bed sores. That place would stink.
Who's changing the bedpan? Who's wiping the asses?
Not Charlie's mom. She's working.
Who's sponge bathing?
Yeah. Do they go back to backsies and they like
just do each other?
Sponge bath each other.
They
sponge bob
Patrick.
Each other.
Patrick.
Ha.
But on his way from school one day, we see that scene where he's in the candy shop that Steve loved. The candy man can.
It's unsettling.
Childhood wonder and how candy represents that, Steve.
Okay, but as a child, I would not want a grown-ass man in a candy shop singing to me. I'm just saying I would turn around and leave.
Just depends.
Make the world a sunshine. And I'm like, well, okay, bye.
If he has the voice of an angel.
That guy did not have the voice of an angel.
Candyman.
Now, if what's the guy that plays Candyman? What's that actor's name?
Oh, I forget. If he was singing to you?
Oh my God! If they got him into the bees, I'm begging you. I gotta look him up. You like whoever's making the Timothée Chalamet version? Please, Toby something.
Not Toby Keith.
Toby Todd. Candyman. Hold on, I have to figure this out. This is gonna drive me nuts.
Tony Todd,
yes, thank you. Yeah, can you imagine if it's Tony Todd and all these kids are like, we want a candy. He's like, the candy man can. Like, oh, shit.
Change it to a horror movie. Yeah. Part of this movie are scary to some people. All right, yeah. These are peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, hell yeah. I love peanut butter M&Ms. The superior M&M.
These are very good.
Hot take, normal M&Ms, like regular M&Ms, ass. Like, just... pure ass.
Peanut M&M's are the only way to go.
M&M's are good, yeah.
But these are great. I've never had these before.
It's these. And then probably peanut M&M's. And then there's a couple other like offshoot M&M's that are pretty good as well. Like pretzel M&M's are pretty good if you get a salty one.
That's what Madison was voting for. I'm not even eating these twin snakes.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm not feeling those. I'm not being honest with you.
Those are Haribo. I'm out. That's why I slapped the shit out of that one guy. For that. But on his way home from school one day, his newspaper route takes him past the gate of the town's mysterious but highly regarded candy maker, Willy Wonka, right? And I don't know what this guy with the knives,
he just has a cart of knives, the tinkering things.
What's the point of the tinker? I don't get it.
And he just sees a kid looking into the factory like, hey, kid, no one ever goes in nor out.
And it's like, Charlie's like, yeah, no shit.
I know.
This
I live here.
The world famous chocolate factory in my town. I know everything about
it. It's on my paper route, guy.
Idiot.
What are you doing here? Oh, you know, just making a ruckus.
It's just exposition for the viewers. Come on, kid. Give me a break here.
That's right. You're on TV.
It's like the Truman Show mixed with Willy Wonka. So that night, Charlie talks to his grandpa, Joe. And Joe is, he's right. You have never known anything about that world famous place that lives that's right down the corner. That's right, Charlie. Yeah, no one ever goes in there. He tells him the story of it, right? That Arthur Slugworth was trying to steal all his secrets. So like I said earlier, he vanished for 3 years. And then the factory magically started up again one day. Even though nobody's still seen Willy Wonka or anybody go in or out of there, but candy starts shooting out and selling worldwide. So who's their distributor? We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Mystery.
They just show up outside the gates and a whole bunch of pallets that need to be packed up in a box.
The next day at school, there's a contest going around. There's a rumor. But first, we do get to meet his teacher a couple of times.
His teacher is...
he's one of the Monty Python guys you said, right?
No, he's not. So he looks and definitely sounds like Eric Idle, but because Madison and I were convinced that's who it was, and we looked him up, and it's not. He's not even in Monty Python.
He is really funny in this movie. He has some good lines.
He has that Monty Python vibe. Like I said, he sounds like if you close your eyes and listen to him, he could definitely be Eric Idle.
It's just British.
Well, it's not like I'm doing chemistry like that, like nasally, like hello boy, that type of thing. Yeah,
but. Where is this taking place, do you think? Because it's in America, right? But it seems like a very in Britain kind of thing.
Cannot tell.
Like the town looks definitely not in America.
Yeah, the town looks definitely not America, but like Charlie and Grandpa Joe definitely have American accents. Mm-hmm. But he's got a British teacher. Like I have no idea where this is supposed to take place.
Also, for a contest that's taking place all over the world, a little suspicious that 4 Americans and 5 white people won it, you know? Seems rigged.
Well, I mean, it was the 70s, so not so much, really.
I mean, there was the one German kid, so they tried to make it kind of a global thing.
Was it East or Western Germany?
Yeah. I'm guessing West. But yeah, so he finds out about the contest. There's going to be 5 golden tickets hidden amongst the billions of Wonka bars. And each one of those people is going to get like basically a tour of the chocolate factory. They're going to be led inside.
And a lifetime supply of chocolate as well.
Yeah. So everybody's over the moon about this idea. Even the adults. Like, class is dismissed. We got to go buy chocolate bars, right? The whole world is just buying as many chocolate bars as they can.
Yeah, there's that funny little bit where the teacher's like, class dismissed. And class undismissed. Oh, class re-dismissed. Yeah,
we got to get on this right now, right? So the whole world goes nuts. That's when we get that montage of everybody opening bars and focusing on the mania of the Wonka bars on different random characters. It's Charlie like, tries.
It's like if you're a 90s kid, this is like the Beanie Baby craze.
Yeah. Or like getting all the Monopoly pieces at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Great marketing, McDonald's.
100%. Like there's nothing.
I didn't
watch
that documentary, but apparently that was like a sham. Yeah,
oh, super rigged. It's 100% rigged. Yeah.
Fucking bastard.
100% rigged.
You know how much money you stole from my family?
You should slap the shit out of that those people.
Ronald, I'm coming for that ass.
Why would you slap the Grimace on his wedding day?
and Charlie tries 3 times to get a chocolate bar to get the ticket, right? Mm-hmm. 3rd time's a charm.
Yep.
So the first time he just buys one, and he's always like, I do like that Charlie's unperturbed. Like he keeps his sadness hidden. He doesn't want to stress his family.
Oh, this kid's going to have a stroke when he's like 23. Like he's so good at internalizing and compartmentalizing his anger.
He reminds me of you. Are you like that?
Yeah, definitely.
Because like he opens it, he's devastated, and he's like, oh, well, the gold ticket probably would have made the chocolate taste terrible. Yeah.
The one that gets me is he like opens it up in front of his grandparents and they're like, open it up, Charlie, open up. He's like, oh, you guys thought someone like me could actually win it. I fooled you. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, he's like, I got it. Just kidding. My life's still shitty. I stole a loaf of bread for you guys to eat.
You fools really thought good things could happen to people like us.
Okay. This is Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy.
I'm obsessed with this shit.
when you really, you're obsessed with Laffy Taffy.
I love Taffy.
Do you love going to like Gatlinburg?
And I do.
That little shop that mixes where they pull all the taffy.
Where yeah. they pull it, maybe?
Yeah.
However, I don't know how to share this.
Yeah, taffy is...
It's all melted together. Actually, I don't know how I'm going to get any for myself.
It just looks like putty.
But it's so good.
Is this an actual Wonka taffy?
Is that a thing? Is it a Wonka brand candy?
No. I thought so. I thought at one point they had like a Wonka branded taffy.
I know. I thought some of this candy would have Wonka hats on it or something.
No. Who owns the Wonka brand? Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to get a little bit of this. I'm not a huge taffy person.
Mm.
It looks, I feel like I'm holding a piece of eraser.
You're going to have to talk while I chew.
Oh, this is cherry flavored. Interesting. Stretchy and tangy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what they call me in high school.
Stretchy and tangy. There is a candy place that has Nestle. It is Nestle. Okay. Because if you buy Nerds, like, you know, Nerds, mm-hmm. that's like plastered with the Wonka brand. I don't know why Nerds specifically.
How come we didn't get any Nerds gummy clusters?
Ooh, yummy, yummy, yum. They do sell Wonka bars. I actually remember, so I worked in the movie theater when the Johnny Depp version came out, and we would actually sell like the actual Wonka bar, or the chocolate bar. They were fine or whatever.
Either like Mr. Beast chocolate. They're like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, the best like name brand chocolate that's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Mainstream chocolate is Dove.
Oh, yeah, Dove. Yeah, Dove is good.
So silky smooth. Mm-hmm. I bet that chocolate is stirred with a waterfall.
100% it is. Or like they just drop doves into like from a height.
Like how he does dove. The shoes and stuff. It gives it a kick.
Gives it a kick. That's a fun joke.
And so the world's going crazy. The first ticket is found by a gluttonous, greedy German boy.
Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop and his hot mom.
I love how every time one of these kids like, I want a ticket. And like at the end of the scene, they almost do like a rack zoom on the kids as Slughorn is like, let me whisper things into your ear. And the kids are like, oh
shit, money?
Shit, 10,000 paper? Yeah.
10,000 paper. Yeah, because kids have no concept of that, right?
Well, also when he talks to Charlie, he just like flips a paper book. Like you can get 10,000 of these. And it's like, is that money?
See, what
is
I didn't that? Know if he meant 10,000 stacks of cash. Right?
Yeah.
Obviously, he probably meant 10,000 bills, but it's like, could be any denomination, though.
Yeah.
Because he said you can never have to work for the rest of your life. Buy your family a new house. Obviously, it's not $10,000.
Right. You can't buy a house with that.
Well, maybe in this world.
Maybe you can. In 1971, you could.
I don't think that's not like it's that long ago.
Maybe like a $10,000 in a wink.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, you get the lifetime supply of chocolate. You can sell those.
Mm-hmm.
But true. Yeah, his name is Augustus Gloop. And then the next one is found by the spoiled bossy chick. We see her Veruca Salt and her peanut factory owning father. They're, mm-hmm. All of his employees are usually shelling nuts.
I've got all the girls out there shelling nuts all day.
Or unwrapping bars.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't shelled nuts in days.
Daddy, I want it now.
Yeah,
you promise me now.
Julie Dawn Cole, who plays Veruca Salt, she does a great job.
Oh, yeah, she's... Of all the child actors, she's probably the one slaying the most.
Yeah, for sure.
She understood the assignment and she's crushing it.
Yeah, she does a great job. But that's how he's gone through hundreds of thousands of Wonka bars with his employees, and that's how they find the ticket. So it's a class thing, you know? Mm-hmm. The rich people are always going to come out ahead. The third ticket is found by Violet Beauregard, who's an avid gum chewer,
mm-hmm.
which apparently... Gum chewing is just frowned upon in the like children's what not to do fable in this.
Well, I assume story. They keep insinuating that the act of chewing gum loudly or like putting it in your mouth and like stretching and all that is like bad manners.
One of the my favorite parts is where,
which I think it is.
I think somebody, Violet's doing. I forget. Somebody's doing something. Spitting. I think you're talking about spitting.
Oh,
yeah. And Violet's like, spitting is a nasty habit. And she's like, picking her nose. She's
like and he digging got, for gold.
And he's like, I can think of a worse one.
Yeah.
So there's little moments that I haven't really noticed much before.
Yeah, I wrote that in a moment down too. That was funny. I laughed at that.
And then the fourth one is found by Mike TV, which is on the nose for that name.
Very on the nose.
He was obsessed with television and guns.
He loves westerns.
Yeah, he's wearing a cowboy hat. My dad says I'm not old enough to own a pistol.
Not until you're 12, son.
He's definitely American. And yeah, the mysterious man, Gunter Meisner, always shows up and whispers into the ticket winner's ears. When Charlie finally pulls the ticket, it's revealed that he's Slughorn, but he's really not. And he's going to pay buku bucks for anybody who can bring an everlasting gobstopper out of the factory for him to deconstruct.
Yeah. He's always trying to get that Wonka secret, you know?
All right, buddy. Let's go for one of these. I'm craving it.
Oh, dude, I love these. Throw them up. What do we got there? Sour punch straws? What flavor we got? Is that sour strawberry? Punch
straws. Strawberry straws.
Mm.
Baby girl. Here we go.
There was a time in high school where if you had asked me what my favorite candy was, I would have said sour punch straws with a bullet.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're too much. Am I too old?
No.
I haven't had one.
Oh, for the sour?
Yeah. I wonder if I've aged out of it to where it's too much for me to handle. Am I going to get a stomach ache? Let me. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Down the hatch, baby. Fuck, it's good though. I do love these so much.
I put the whole thing in my mouth.
All that one time? You fool. No, you gotta take bites. Three bites is like perfect.
I could have been a contender. I don't really want to eat any more of these except for the gushers.
We gotta keep rolling though. We gotta commit to
the bit. I'll eat them all.
We gotta commit to the bit. I've never had high chews. I'm kind of worried about it.
They're like if they are what I think they are, it's like really a shitty Starburst. You know what I'm talking about? The now and laters when you get those?
Oh yeah.
They're like that version.
Oh yeah. Now and laters are not.
Where are we at here though? Charlie, in the meantime, he's gotten a second chocolate bar. He's still hoping to get one of those tickets. I think his grandpa buys it for him, right?
Grandpa Joe gets him.
How the fuck did he get it?
With his tobacco money.
Yeah, but where'd he go?
He door-dashed it.
So he paid extra.
Oh, there was some. So I was looking up trivia, and the guy who plays the other grandpa, Grandpa George, is an actor by the name of Ernst Ziegler. Apparently, Ernst Ziegler was blinded or nearly completely blinded from poison gas in World War One. So whenever you see him on screen, if ever there was a point in direction where he had to look at something, they would turn on a red light and they instructed him just to follow the red light with his eyes. So when we were talking about this off air and you're like, oh, Grandpa Joe. And I'm like, no, it's the other grandpa. And you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. Cause yeah, that guy looks like he's like, ah. But how messed up is that? Like this poor World War One vet who's blind, and they're like, "Here, let's get him on set. We'll shine a light at him."
I knew it. When you said Ernst Ziegler, I was like, "Why are there so many German actors in this movie?" Because there's like Gunther. It's filmed in Germany.
That makes sense.
The Stadtwerke München is a public works department in Munich, Germany. Stadtwerke München.
München.
Located at Emmy Nerther Strasse 2 in Munich, Germany. Yep.
Street 2.
You take all the magic out of it.
I remember Strasse.
So where is it? Where is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
We're doing some live research, man.
Supposed to take place.
So
it's presumed to be located in North America in this 1971 film. Exactly. But it's so obviously Germany.
Yeah, there's no way that was America. Mm-hmm. Like, so silly.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Stream Fiends. Over here at Streaming Things, we like to give a special shout out to all of our members of our Patreon, but we want to specifically shout out our super patrons for the month of August. So thank you, Becky Ladusky, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Giancarlo Gasparin, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, AK Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Trey Barrera, Conrad, David Malfara, Professor Beth RN, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, The Pedal Peddler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Casey McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
So yeah, the second chocolate bar he gets is a dud as well. He's really cool about it. He's a trooper. No big deal. No big deal. But finally, a Paraguayan television network announces that a millionaire living in the Andes has claimed the fifth ticket, and he's like he owns like a bunch of casinos.
He's a casino magnate.
Yeah. So there's no more tickets to hunt for. The world starts to go back to normal. Charlie's heartbroken. They're all talking about him while he's quote unquote sleeping. Like, oh, let's just tell him tomorrow. Let him have a good night's sleep.
And he's just single tear. Like,
he's in there weeping.
I wish I could never feel the warm embrace of the sun any longer.
I don't want to wake up tomorrow. Been there, buddy.
When I hope when I close my eyes, it will be the last time I do. What a really disturbing monologue of Charlie's super depressed thoughts throughout the first half of this movie.
But no, so he goes to deliver his newspapers and then he finds some money in the storm drain. He goes in and eats a scrumdiddlyumptious bar. Like, he's mowing that thing too. Like, it's the last sweet thing he'll ever have.
It just looked like a slightly larger Oreo, right? It was like circular pieces, wasn't it?
No, it's like a giant long chocolate bar that you're breaking chunks off of. I took it.
I thought the chunks were like circular though. Like, they were connected, but like they looked like they were circular, but I could have been just a pattern in the pleats.
Yeah. And then he also buys a Wonka. So it's supposed to say that like his kindness and thought for others is what makes him lucky, right?
Yeah, because
he buys the second one for his grandpa.
Yeah.
And it's that one that has the ticket. And as he's walking out of the shop, everybody's at the extra, read all about it station.
Did you hear?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was a fake.
I knew we couldn't trust Paraguay.
Where even is that?
I don't know.
It's in South America.
I know. I think. And then that's when he finds out there's one ticket left. And of course, the titular ticket is given to our protagonist, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Willy Wonka's Charlotte Factory ticket.
Immediately, like, all these adults are like, it's him.
Beat his ass.
Beat his ass. Take it from him. But I think it was the the newspaper guy that he works for is like, run home, Charlie.
Run home, Charlie.
Run as fast as you... Like, what a G.
But be at work early tomorrow, Charlie.
What a G. Yeah, seriously.
Carl like, called off. I'm going to need you to work a double, Charlie.
Very cool. Very cool of his employer to do that. But seriously, guys, your boss isn't your friend.
True. No, I don't care how many pizza parties you get. So he goes home, shares the good news with his grandparents, and I can bring somebody with me. And this is when we get the scene. Well, then I can walk. Holy shit. That's weird.
You're pulling a leg, Charlie.
Now that Charlie's rich, they're all just walking around the factory, spending his money. I feel great, Charlie.
Grandpa Joe's like wearing like a big mink like coat.
Yeah.
Like he looks like Ken.
Like Veruca. I got four of these mink coats.
Man. I got a golden ticket song.
I got a golden ticket.
Great song.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good song. I actually don't remember that Grandpa Joe was the one that sang that.
Super sour berry gushers.
Ooh.
I love gushers.
I wasn't really big into gushers.
My wife loves gushers.
She I'm not about that juice. She
eats them to this day. And she buys Dunkaroos all the time.
Dunkaroos are fire.
Come on, man.
I love Dunkaroos.
Come on, man. Stop fucking with me. Open bag.
This bag's trying to fuck on me.
I like to get kissed before
scissors?
I get fucked bag. No, I just... Oh, I ripped it. I got this.
You ripped it.
What color you want, dog?
What are my options? I can't tell from over here.
I don't know. It's really dark in here.
Give me a dark ones. One. Ooh, they're both... Orange. Okay, here we go.
Oh, God. I'm going to swallow them whole. Oh, they shot in my mouth.
Mm.
You don't like that at all, do you?
I do not. I'm going to go in for seconds, though. Okay. Oh, my God. It's weird because the exterior of a gusher is like kind of a harder, not a hard, but like a tougher gummy
mm-hmm.
than like a gummy bear. And I think because of that, it doesn't have a temperature, but somehow the liquid, the juice that's inside is always colder than the exterior. So you get this little shoot of cold juice. And it's like, what the fuck is that? And it freaks me out every time. What?
Would you rather it be a hot juice?
I almost would in a weird way. Salty gushers.
You guys got any savory gushers? Yeah, those are dicks.
I got one coming around the back.
Candyman can.
Take a ray of sunshine. Put it in your hand. Rub the top as hard as you.
It's scrumdiddlyumptious.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I got a golden ticket.
Oh, fuck. I got to find out the lyrics to that.
So, yeah, Joe, he dances around the room, grabs his coat and hat immediately with his like nightdress still on.
Bye, everybody.
It's like, what's not till tomorrow, man?
Oh, I know. I'm going to the strip club.
I've got 13 cents. I'm getting laid.
Oh, I'm sliding these pennies down her ass crack.
Or Josephine, his. You could walk. You could stop me. Anyway.
All right. I have the Candyman song lyrics in case it comes up again. I know you're worried about that. I want you to know it's there. It's locked and loaded.
I've got so much gush stuck in my teeth.
Ew. Ew.
I don't like it.
I got
it.
So much gush. Ew.
I don't like it. We were supposed to dance through this and eat the candy, and it's already an hour. We're not even to the factory.
No, we're not. We're off the goddamn rails. Yeah, Grandpa's going. We cut to, they're at the gates. Everyone's excited because, you have to be there on the first day of October. And, that's tomorrow. So now they're here. There's a weird thing where they ask the little TV kid, like, what do you think about being on TV? And he's like, hi, Sally. Hi, Mike. Hi, Fish Face. Who's Fish Face?
His
Who
sister.
Is that? Is it?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, okay. I mean, that sounds like something a little brother would call.
I do love Gene Wilder's stunt here when he comes out with the cane.
Yeah.
And he falls forward into a roll. He really did that. It's very impressive.
So apparently he, one of the conditions of him doing this movie was like, yeah, I have this idea. I will only do this movie if you let me do this, if I have a limp. And I somersault in front of everybody. And the director's like,
okay.
Okay, why? And he's like, well, because from that point forward, no one will know if I'm lying or not. And he felt so strongly about it. He's like, I won't take the role unless you let me do this. And he's like, sure, dude. Cool. Sounds great. Worked.
It's one of my favorite parts of the movie.
It is. Yeah. And it's a very good stunt because he kind of holds his, you know, standing up straight form at a very precarious angle and then just tucks and rolls. Very like it's deft. Deft.
Very deftly done. And I like how the cane just happens to stick in the bricks there. And he like acts like he doesn't notice. And he's like, ooh, ta-da. But yeah. That's how they get introduced to Willy Wonka. He's from the very beginning kind of put off by people. And, oh, hi. Very nice to meet you. Oh, wow.
I love petty, passive-aggressive Willy Wonka. Holy shit. I just want a show where Willy Wonka just spills tea on everybody. That's all I want. Just the way he's just like, wow, Augustus Gloop in such great shape.
Yeah.
Just,
like,
just petty, passive-aggressive shit like that is so great.
Yeah.
Violet, how charming.
We do love a good body shaming Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Bye. How are we? Entranced and raptured? All right, here we go.
Yeah, like it's physically painful for him to have to like talk to people. And
I preach, man.
I feel that.
I get it, right?
And all these other kids have already agreed to steal the everlasting gobstopper. Don't forget about that. But Charlie just went to tell his grandpa about it. Where are we at here?
They have to sign the contract.
They do. The first thing they have to do is sign the contract. A couple of the girls, their parents are like, she's not signing anything because one of them's like a car salesman.
Yeah, which is smart. They're right. They shouldn't sign anything. Yeah. They shouldn't sign that contract.
You can't go inside. I like how Grandpa Joe's like, what are they going to do to us, Charlie?
We got nothing to lose, kid. We're at bottom of the barrel, baby. Let her ride.
Ooh, what you got there, Steve?
All right, so our next one is we have Airheads Extremes. Look at that. Mm. You ready?
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, these are actually like surprisingly
good. I haven't had the bites, but I used to get like the
big rope.
The long rope ones, yeah.
I prefer the bites, actually. I like there's a little bit more of a thickness to them. That I like.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I'm going to have a cavity.
I have several, I'm sure. Just from today. But yeah. Grandpa Joe's like, yeah, let's do it. So they sign. And now, what does he go? So they're going to go through this other door, right? Like everyone goes through this door, but it's like this very small, like closeted space. It's very claustrophobic. And they're like, ah, someone touched my butt. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And finally, this is like the first time where it happens a lot where Willy Wonka's like, all right, we're going to go through this door. Like, what do you want about Wonka? We just came from there. Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just walked through there. Oh, okay. And he opens the door and it's the chocolate factory.
Not yet. It's a tiny hallway.
It's not the chocolate factory. It's the tiny hallway.
It's the hallway that's the optical illusion that seems to get smaller and smaller to a tiny door.
I love the hallway's getting smaller. No, it's not. He's getting bigger.
Yeah, that bitch. You gotta go.
She's an idiot because he has the musical lock. And I forget what name she says, but he plays like a Mozart song. And she's like, ah, Rammstein. Yeah. Like, I forget what she says, but she like says the wrong answer.
Well, the only reason, to be honest, that I knew that is because the subtitles said Mozart.
Mozart plays, yeah.
But I like that in the original movie, like that's just a joke for if you know, you know. And if you don't,
yeah,
not a big deal.
It's good.
Yeah. So it characterizes her as like dumb.
Dumb.
But then like the whole, I don't know if the door opens or the entire wall opens, but it ends up being like a massive garage door, but it looks like a door they won't even fit through. And then we're in the nerve center of the chocolate factory.
The chocolate factory.
That's right.
And then we start the Pure Imagination song. Also a great song.
Come with me. It's dope, you'll see. There's a bunch of stuff to eat here.
I don't remember the words of this song, but strangely, there was a Family Guy parody of Willy Wonka.
I know what you mean.
When they went to the beer factory. I know all the words to that version of the song, and I don't know why.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Come on, buds, drink my suds, till you've reached that pure inebriation. Though the beer may be free, you're just renting it from me. I don't know why I remember that, but I don't remember the real song, because the real song is fucking great.
It's great.
It's really good. And I love the choreography of Gene Wilder with the cane. And he's like, he would take a couple steps and then take a step back and like fuck with them when they're going down the stairs. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and then he keeps like swatting his cane in front of Veruca.
Yeah.
Back up. Back up.
And then they all scatter and just start housing mushrooms and grass. And,
even the adults. Yeah. Yeah. And then fucking.
What would you go after of all the things that everyone went after in that place? Where are you going?
None of it looked yummy to me.
It looked like.
The chocolate river looks like shit water.
It does.
Yeah. Because it's obviously just actually water that's brown.
It's water with. There is chocolate in it, but also cream. So you know that shit smelled awful.
Oh, you mean like the actual water the actors were in?
Yeah. Yeah. Like apparently like the kid who played Augustus Gloop says it was like a really smelly, because at the end of filming, the cream would go bad because they couldn't just use the chocolate water because it looked blood red. And so they added the cream to make it more brown, but the cream spoiled quicker. So the water just smelled rank.
Hey, but couldn't they just make like fake chocolate water? Dang.
It's poopy water. They're throwing some poopy water.
He called the shit poop.
Shit poop.
I don't know what I would have eaten first. I kind of like that creamy mushroom shit old girl was getting into. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The dumb mom.
The red looked like it tasted like red number five.
Or like whatever mushroom. Wonka was drinking from that edible teacup.
Oh, yeah. That always looked good to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he takes a bite of that nice like little, wafer thing.
Yeah, nice little treat.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, Augustus Gloop is like... going down on the chocolate river. He's just going down on that chocolate river. And this is another example of the adults like, oh, look at that, Wonka, your water's polluted. What a fucking idiot. Like,
yeah. No, that's chocolate.
What? No, it's not. It's polluted. See?
I don't. Yeah. You don't own this place. And this is where we first meet the Oompa Loompas, because Augustus gets sucked up the pipe. Remember how I was trying to explain to you how pistols work, Charlie, or whatever? We're about to see him blowing out of there like a bullet.
Suction's got him now. Nothing
yeah,
we can do.
Nothing we can do. I love how calm he is about it. Yeah. And then that's when the Oompa Loompas finally come out. Because he blows his little flute.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Oompa Loompa.
From Loompa Land, a wang doodle could eat 10 of them and not even blink.
That's true.
Some snaz wangers.
I feel really weird right now.
Why?
There's a lot of sugar coursing through my veins.
Oh my God. Are you going to pass out on us in the middle of Willy Wonka?
I'm not going to lie. It's not impossible.
Oh no. Do you want me to take over the recap?
Yeah. Okay. But I also think we should eat more.
You pick this time. I pick the Airheads.
I'm getting.
Yeah. The Oompa Loompas. Augustus gets in there and the Oompa Loompas sing their first song. What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? That whole song.
Yeah.
It's basically like you said, it's like a children's allegory to behave. Like don't be a glutton. All right. Oh, are we going for the Snickers? Chris, you're not yourself when you're hungry. Maybe this will fix you.
This is the closest one to real food that might make me feel okay. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
It's got some peanuts in it.
It's gotten some nuts, yeah. Here we go. Snickers bar. Is it good?
Mmm. I'm going to puke.
Oh, my God. Okay, Snickers bar. Still fire.
Mm.
You Snickers boy or Milky Way boy?
Milky Way.
Oh, I like the way you think, my guy.
Without hesitation, I came at you with Milky Way.
I love Milky Ways.
Caramel, man. I told you I'm a caramel lover.
Yeah.
Caramel lover.
I love caramel, too.
I'm a caramel lover.
I'm a caramel lover.
I love caramel.
Augustus is gone. Willy Wonka speaks French randomly. Then he brings his ship around. All I ask is a tall ship and a star to sail her by. And all the kids get in. They start going down the river and they get into the tunnel. And the tunnel is spooky, Chris. A lot of people are scared of this sequence. Are you?
No.
No, I don't understand what's scary about it.
Like, if I was like six, you know, maybe. I could see that.
Sure. I mean, you do get like, is there
he's
like
yelling?
Is there a chicken with its head getting cut off in
There's
the background?
Some weird images. This version actually got cut out, or this scene got cut out of the version and abroad, like Germany removed it.
Oh, right.
And,
really?
They just go in the tunnel and then they come out the other side because it was considered too scary for young kids.
That's also one of the scenes where he actually speaks German. So maybe he was saying mean things in German. Who knows?
That's true.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
He says German again on the car wash part, right?
Yeah, he does it a couple times. But time is a precious thing. Never waste it. And they get into the, what is it? The inventing room. Is that what he calls it? Where he works on all his inventions.
Where we see the everlasting gobstoppers. Mm-hmm. When he like throws shoes and vats and shit like that.
Yeah. Mike TV tries to eat the exploding candy, even though he was told not to.
Yeah. Oh, please stop. Don't.
Don't stop. Don't come back. And we get the famous scene of the meme where he puts his, you know, the famous Willy Wonka meme where he's got like his shoulder up. He's like, oh, really? And yeah, how do you make them? Oh, who says it? Is it Violet? Who's like, how do you make them? And he goes, oh, I'm deaf in this ear. Sorry.
Yeah, he just keeps saying, speak a little louder, please.
I love the way he ignores everyone's questions. Like, oh, I'm sorry. We only accept questions in writing.
Yeah. Like, all questions must be submitted in writing.
I want to be able to do that. And like when I was in a customer service based job, I wish I could get away with that shit.
Just be Willy Wonka and wear a top hat with like the coattails and stuff.
And just limp and do flips.
Sir, this is Best Buy.
I know.
Welcome.
It gets an applause every time.
To a world of pure.
A pure movie collection.
I fucking hate this guy.
But all the kids agree, hey, if you give us a gobstopper, we'll never tell.
Wink, wink. One of them even crosses their fingers.
I think it's Veruca. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a liar.
She's salty.
Charlie's initially left out of this scheme, but Grandpa Joe jumps in and is like, hey, what about Charlie? Does Charlie get a gobstopper? Don't forget about Charlie.
He could buy me a lot of weed with that Slugworth money.
We could buy a house. But there's also this like big giant contraption that makes like a three-course meal. I wonder if there's like a
thing where Willie was trying to not tempt Charlie because he already wanted him to be the one or something.
Maybe, possibly, but
he wouldn't pass the test.
But how would he pass the test? Because that was like the final test, right? Know.
Why didn't he give one to Charlie?
Maybe just because Charlie's just a blank vessel for the audience.
That one of the kids is such a piece of shit. He's like, she got two, I want two. He's like, no, she didn't.
One is enough for everyone. It's literally everlasting.
I can't wait for you to meet my Oompas.
God, I can't wait for you to be juiced.
Oh, Violet.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's that contraption that makes like the three-course dinner gum. And Violet, of course, loves gum. And she immediately like starts eating it, even though Willy Wonka's like, hey, it's not ready yet. And she tastes roast beef, potato.
Taters.
And finally,
what's taters?
Precious. It comes from this little machine. But she gets to the dessert and it's blueberry pie.
Blueberry.
And Violet, you're turning Violet. One of the best lines ever.
They always become blueberries at the end. I can't help it.
Just love how despondent he is. Like
every time.
What a shame.
Can't figure it out.
Oh, she's going to the juicing room. Well, she has to be juiced or she'll explode. Explode? Love it.
And you know, that's how it is.
What was it? What's the song that Oompa Loompas sing? Gum chewing's fine when it's once in a while.
Yeah. Apparently gum chewing's not cool.
Stops you from smoking and brightens your smile.
Does it really?
According to the Oompas. But then it has the great like chewing and chewing all day. The way that a cow does. Like
unattractive.
I got a blueberry for a daughter.
A blueberry.
So now there's three good, sweet children left on the tour. Mm-hmm. We see lickable wallpaper. This is where we get the snozzberries. Tastes like snozzberries.
Which is true. Mm-hmm. Little known fact.
Does it?
Snozzberries do taste like snozzberries.
Amazing.
What's a snozzberry?
Is that what's the movie that rips that off? Is it Super Troopers?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. We are the music makers and the dreamers of the dreams, and they go into like the fizzy lifting drink room where it's like, here's this cola. It'll make you fly, but hey, don't drink any of that. We got to keep moving on. But Grandpa Joe's like, hey, Charlie, you want to get in trouble with Grandpa Joe? I've only been walking for 48 hours. Maybe I'll start flying.
Charlie.
Have a fizzy drink with me, Charlie. Don't be lame.
Don't be a bitch, Charlie.
I'll tell Willy Wonka you're not cool.
You got to shotgun this fizzy drink. I butt-chugged mine.
Oh, that's why my butt's flying up here. I'm going butt first.
Oh, Charlie.
But yeah, they start floating up in the air. They seem to be having fun, but they're flying directly towards a fan
with like a stainless steel roof with nothing to grab onto.
Yeah.
They're going to get chopped to bits until they burp their way back down to the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, Grandpa Joe knows how to burp. Mm-mm-mm. Let's see. They get into the room with all these like giant geese, right? It's a bunch of geese that are laying huge chocolate golden eggs.
It's gooses.
Gooses. And I love the line where it's like, yeah, they're getting ready for Easter. Well, it's been past Easter.
Don't tell them.
I'm trying to get ahead of next year. It's pretty funny.
I want a goose, Father.
But each egg falls into a little like basket, and it can tell a good egg from a bad egg. And the bad eggs get like dumped into the garbage bin, right? So Veruca wants a golden goose.
To be
goose.
Incinerated.
Yes. That's an important thing. Yep. Veruca wants a golden goose, and she starts like singing about like what she wants. She causes a whole wreck, and she's being really disrespectful. And while she's doing her little dance number, she ends up standing on the little bed, and she has been deemed a bad egg, and thus into the chute she goes.
Father as well, also a bad egg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It leads to the furnace, and to his credit, he spoils his daughter. Bad parenting for sure, but boy, did he dive headfirst after her to try to rescue her.
Yeah.
So, you know, not all bad, I'd say. Just needs to learn about boundaries, I think.
They're probably dead, but the furnace is only lit every other day, so they have a good sporting chance.
Just so casual, like, oh no, a kid died. Oh well.
50-50.
50-50.
And then now we're only down.
Who do you blame when your kid is a brat?
Now we're only down to TV and Charlie. And TV gets taken out by Wonka Vision.
I'm sorry.
What?
I noticed my notes auto corrected the Wonka mobile to the Wank. Into the Wank mobile, kids.
No.
Oh, auto
the Candyman can.
Oh my God. Who can take a rainbow and wrap it in a sign? Soak it in the sun and make the groovy lemon pie. Sorry.
The Candyman can.
So, yeah, we go to the Wonka Vision room, and Mike TV is like super excited because he has a hard on for TV.
He gets shrunk down and put in a purse, and they're like shaking the purse around too. You got to go stretching back in the taffy room. And there's a tiny little joke that I love where he tells him to stretch the kid out because he's young and pliable. Take him to the taffy room. That's how we're going to get him back to full size. And then the Oompa Loompa like whispers to Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
And Willy Wonka goes, that's okay. I won't hold you personally responsible.
That's so funny. Yeah. So he gets his own song about, you know, what do you get from a glut of TV, a pain in the neck, and an IQ of 3.
Mm. Mm.
Unless you listen to that Discovery Channel, baby.
Unless you're on streaming things.
Ah.
You do it for your job.
Yeah. Charlie's a little worried about the other kids, and then the tour just kind of unceremoniously ends. Willy Wonka's like, all right, that's it. Well, I've got a lot to, I'm busy, so exits that way. Bye.
Well, he's sad. He's upset that pretty much everybody's failed the test because Charlie drank the fizzy drink. Mm-hmm. But even this is an act maybe to see if he'll
fess up.
Out of anger, betray him to Slugworth or Slughorn, Sluggy Boy.
Wasn't there a Slughorn in Harry Potter?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. That's Harry Potter. Slugworth.
Yeah, and so Grandpa Joe's like, Charlie, I'll go talk to him for you, Charlie.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker, where's my kid's candy?
He wants his lifetime supply of chocolate, you old bitch. Charlie's not responding to my charm.
You're an inhuman monster. How dare you give this kid hope? Look at him. He's soulless and dead inside. Got you. You all thought I could actually make it through this tour and actually get that candy. But not me.
Mm-mm.
I'm trash.
Yeah, why does Charlie freak you out, Chris? No reason.
No reason. Yeah, so at this point, this is when Willy Wonka kind of like freaks out. I'm like, you signed a contract. And I didn't write down exactly what he said, but it's like a great line. In so facto. And he's like,
it's Latin.
He's just throwing all these Latin words at him. And like, good day, sir.
Clear as day.
Good day, sir. I'm very busy. And yeah, you know, Grandpa Joe's mad. He's like storming out. Come on, Charlie, let's go. But Charlie, you know, if he was sitting on that scale, Chris, he would have been deemed a good egg. Because he walks back to Willy Wonka and he gives him back the gobstopper that he was initially given. He's not going to sell it to Slugworth the way Grandpa Joe wants to. Because Charlie's a good kid. He's a good egg. And,
damn right.
And you know what? Congratulations, Charlie. You've won. You have proven to be a good kid. Hooray.
Let's take the Wonkavator. Let's press the button I've never pressed and fly above the city and just end the movie randomly.
It's the most, I'm sorry. It is the most anticlimactic movie ending. Like, I've never pressed this button. Let's see where it goes. Oh, it goes in the sky. We're floating around.
I like to think they all just died.
They died.
They fell. He's like, oh, shit.
Well, I never pressed that button for a reason. Because I wanted to live.
But I don't now, Charlie. And I saw in your eyes you don't either.
I wanted a suicide buddy. I didn't want to go out alone.
Congratulations, Charlie.
You get a lifetime supply of chocolate. Look, there's a bar in here. That'll last you the next 5 minutes. But Charlie's won. Apparently he can move his family into the factory and he owns the factory now.
Yeah.
I kind of wish there was a little George, bit of Georgina, a follow-up to that.
Joe, Josephine, the mom. Can I move the Candyman?
No. Hey, Willy Wonka's like,
the
oh.
The Candyman can't. No,
that guy's a pedophile. You shouldn't go anywhere near him. Don't go anywhere. Charlie, I'm serious. Like, we really need to report that dude. He's being way too friendly with the patrons. It's very upsetting. I do not like it. Speaking of like upsetting, this is kind of a funny little, it's not funny. It's fucking dark and he was going for funny, but I don't, it's one of those situations like read the room, dude. So Peter Ostrom, who plays Charlie, he's an adult now. In 2016, when Gene Wilder died, Peter Ostrom changed his social media profile to, quote, former actor, veterinarian, inherited a chocolate factory on 29th of August, 2016. Like, Jesus Christ.
By the way.
Why would you make that joke?
So 2 days will be the anniversary, or 3 days will be the anniversary, as we record, of the death of Gene Wilder.
Oh, that's a bummer.
He died 2 days after my birthday.
That's a bummer, man.
Wait, when's this releasing? Wednesday? Is that the 29th?
This is Wednesday, yeah. So, oh my gosh, is Wednesday the 29th? Are we coming to this realization right now?
Wednesday's the 30th.
Okay, so why as you're listening to this, this is a day removed from...
1 day after the death of Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
1 day in 6 years.
R.I.P.
7 years.
What a... Seriously, like a generational talent, like I said.
No, absolute legend. Incredible. Honestly, I should have rated this higher on my Letterboxd. I did have a really good time. There's so many good Gene Wilder moments.
Mm-hmm. Like you could just, like Gene Wilder lived off this as his like acting reel for the rest of his career. He's like, just look at this scene. I'm great in it.
Yeah, this and Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Those three.
See no evil, hear no evil, or whatever. What's the one where like he and Richard Pryor, one of them's blind, one of them's deaf. And
I haven't
the
seen
two
that.
Of them like bubble the around duo. Together. Yeah. Are we going to end out on a candy? Should we end out on one?
I think I might burst. What do we want to do? What do you want to do?
I don't
you
know. Got what, Hi-Chew. What's left?
You got Sour Patch Kids watermelons. Let's do Hi-Chew since you've never had
I've
one.
Never had one. I've never had one of these. Hopefully we end this on
Hi-Chew.
A good note. Hi-Chew.
And thank you, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car.
For picking this movie.
Yes.
Yes. Like this was like, I don't want you to feel like we were like nagging on on this movie you picked, but like this was a lot of fun. And also we got a lot of candy out of it.
So you want mango?
I hope you like this insane episode of us just being sugar high and like half asleep and half sick.
You want mango or pineapple?
Ooh, I like pineapple. I'm a pineapple boy.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
I'll try a pineapple. I think these are different than I thought they were.
Hi-Chew. Okay, let's do this.
Oh, these might be fire.
Oh, look at the. That's an interesting little shape. Okay, let's try it.
Mmm.
It's like a taffy.
It's very chewy.
That's not bad.
Mmm. I like it.
I would eat more of these.
Wait, I don't like it.
Why'd you want any so fast?
I don't think I got a different flavor. It started to leak some coconut, but there's no coconut in it.
I think there is like the outer layer is a flavor and the inner layer is a different flavor.
Yeah, it's started getting nutty.
Mm. Not a coconut fan?
I feel really not good.
Okay, well, let's end this episode.
I mean, I'll be okay. Just letting you know. I'm an honest guy.
I like your transparency.
You ever just look at somebody and go, I feel like shit?
All the time. It's usually Pippin.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. It's so good to be back this week. Appreciate your support. Hope you enjoyed us being gluttonous. We would definitely not inherit the factory after that. He would be disgusted.
Yes, he would. He would have glooped us.
Go to streamingthingspod.com. Follow us on patreon.com/streamingthings. Subscribe, of course, for a variety of rewards. Or just rate and review the show wherever you're listening to this. Email the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. Or at the very least, just love one another. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely love one another.
Be kind to each other. Love one another. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things, sort of.
Sort of.
Happy streaming.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.